This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. For more on the data and what the markets might be feeling today, let's bring in Diane Swonk, Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial. She's with me live from Michigan, as it turns out. Hello, Diane.
Good morning.
So let's talk fiscal cliff. What else can we talk about today, really? For weeks, the major indexes have jumped on days when a deal seemed possible. What might investors realistically hope for at this point?
Well, we're coming down to a deadline here, and the best I think we could hope for is some kind of a grand plan outline. I don't think you can get through the details of the alternative minimum tax rate and, you know, what's going to be the tax rate on the wealthy and how is this all going to sequestration going to be paid for. So what you've got is, at best, some kind of an outline of a plan that then we magically solve in the month of January and postpone all the initial pain through January. I do think that is probably going to, they're going to lob it into January. January 3rd, mm-hmm. we have a new Congress coming in, but that's still not going to solve the real problems and the real uncertainty about what our fiscal policy looks like.
So if we do get a deal of some kind before Tuesday, obviously that's better than no deal, I guess, but is that really much to celebrate?
It isn't much to celebrate, and we won't be popping a lot of champagne corks on New Year's Eve with just an outline of a deal and some kind of postponement, because we've got to all of a sudden assume that the gridlock that's haunted this Congress for years now would disappear and dissolve in the month of January and not get to that debt ceiling debacle that we got back to in August of 2011. So I really think it's going to be a very hard period through the month of January of uncertainty and hesitation.
Do you feel, just quickly, that consumers are really beginning to sense this pressure?
Well, the proof is in the pudding. This is a lousy holiday season. Despite the fact that we're seeing layoffs moderate, we saw consumers hesitate. The fear factor has set in. It's starting to set into financial markets. And we're also seeing corporations are saying, we're just not sure how much to ramp up as we go into the new year. Uncertainty and fear and hesitation in an economy that otherwise looks like it's improving, it's like pulling the plug on life support on an economy that could be healing now instead of adding insult to injury.
Diane Swonk, Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial. Thanks very much.
Thank you.